Yes, first off, I'd like to welcome you to this video conference for our Region 1 Planning Council. Appreciate those of you who will be on the call. And I've got a couple more things just to add to the housekeeping that Kirby's already covered with you. Of course, when not speaking, keep the phone on mute. This will probably be a shorter meeting, so information that you share, please be concise and share as much information as you need, but as minimal time as possible. Remember, please be sure that when you are sharing information, that you say your name and the agency that you're with so that Kayla, our secretary, can get accurate notes and take accurate minutes. The minutes of this meeting will reflect that this is a conference call via electronic means and pursuant to Governor Bill Lee's Executive Order 16. So we will have that in the minutes to show what kind of meeting that we are having. Now, this is we don't really have a roll call to go down, so what I would like is just to take a few moments for introductions, and if people could say who they are and what agency they're with or what group they're with or just that they're a region council member, we'll give a few minutes for people to kind of introduce themselves. So we'll start off, and Jack, I heard you, so let's start with you, and then we'll just go with whoever else is on the call.
I'm on the call.
Hey, who else?
Hi, this is Kibra Arkal Bryant. I'm with United Healthcare Community Plan.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Susie Fletterjohn with Brenter Health Greenville Freedom Peer Support Center.
Great. Is anybody else with you or just by yourself?
Judy Stowe is also on the line.
Okay, great.
Jill Stott with TCCY.
Welcome.
Kayla Withrow with Frontier Health, and I also have Jennifer Delahousse here.
Thank you.
Devin Johnson with Frontier Health Peer Wellness Coach.
Great. Anybody else with you?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Christy Blaylock with Frontier Health Employment Services.
Great. Welcome.
Wanda Wagner with Frontier Health.
Great. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you, Tim.
Jeannie Price. Jeannie Price, Frontier Health.
Hey, Jeannie, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Tim.
April Jackson and Missy Newman with Frontier Health.
Great.
Wendy Ramsey, Frontier Health, Creative Homes Initiative 2.
Welcome, great.
Avis Easley with the department.
Hello, Avis.
Hi, Tim, and hello, everyone.
Kirby Fye with the department.
Kurt Hipple with the department.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Tim. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Others? That pretty much got everyone then that's on the call. I know that Sam will be a little bit late. She's on another call, so she may be joining us a little shortly.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sorry.
This is Kirby. That was the smoothest attendance on one of these WebEx regional council meetings I've ever heard. I just want to throw that out there. Usually it's everybody talking at once.
We are so smooth and organized in Northeast Tennessee.
You really are. You have it together up there in Region 1.
Yes, we do. Well, great. I appreciate everyone that's on the call. Those of you who are on the email list should have got a copy of the agenda along with a copy of last meeting's minutes. And if you've had a chance to look over those, I will entertain a motion that those be approved If you'll say so, and your name, please. Motion to approve the minutes. I'm waiting.
Motion to approve the minutes, Jack Stewart.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second, Judy Stowe.
Thank you, Jack and Judy. Minutes are approved then as read, or as sent to the members. Old business, I do want to update you that the needs assessment for Region 1 has been submitted to the department. I want to especially thank Kayla Withrow with our CNY subcommittee and Samantha Slagle for our adult subcommittee for the leadership and helping pull the needs assessment together with input from both the members of those two committees and providing that to the department. So I think that has been submitted. Kirby, am I correct? Everything that you need has been provided to you for the needs assessment from Region 1?
Yes, and on time. So thank you very much. You all did great. Good. Thank you.
Excellent. And again, thanks, Kayla, and thank you, Samantha, for your leadership in pulling that together. Do we have any other old business that we need to bring back to the committee? If not, do we have any new business that we need to bring before the committee before we go into some reports? All right, then we'll move on to some of our reports. Again, Samantha's not here. I don't think she's still on another call with the adult committee. So, Kayla, any report updates for the CNY committee?
We usually have Kid Power this month, but unfortunately with COVID-19, that is not going to be happening. So just a lot of updates on Facebook pages for Children's Mental Health Awareness Month or week and just Mental Health Awareness Month in general. But everything's just kind of done digitally right now.
Okay, thank you. The Legislative Committee, we did not have any legislation proposals from Region 1. I think we did have three that were proposed to the State Legislative Committee and Executive Team that have been reviewed, and Kirby may want to update us on that when we get to that part. That's all I have for the legislative subcommittee for Region 1. Updates from any of the MCOs. I think we have one on the line.
Hi, this is Kubra Arkell Bryant with United Healthcare. I don't have any reports. The only thing I would like to mention is that TennCare has made some changes to some of the rules and regulations we have to stick by. Most of them are related to telehealth. So I would like everybody to go into TennCare website to check all their updates. Everything is very clearly stated in TennCare website.
Thank you. Any other update from any MCO? Do we have any report from any inpatient facilities? I don't think I heard anyone from an inpatient on the phone. Any update on a crisis or CSU? No update there. Youth Villages, I didn't think I heard anyone from Youth Villages. Jack, you want to update anything about NAMI?
NAMI's walk for has been postponed, and it's going to be a virtual walk on the 30th, and information can go to NAMITennessee.org website. And the national conference in Atlanta in July 15th is still on.
Great. Thank you, Jack. Anything else, NAMI?
Hi, this is Kubra here again. I'd like to mention also that NAMI Facebook Live goes on every Monday at 2 o'clock Central Time, and they interview somebody in the community. This past Monday it was Pastor Diane from Memphis, and next week I think it will be Sita Deal. So they're really great podcasts. I highly recommend them. It's at 2 o'clock on Monday, Central Time. You just go into Facebook, Naomi Tennessee Facebook, and it just starts by itself there at 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything else around NAMI? Community Justice, do we have any report from Community Justice? Any update for TCCY, Jill?
Good morning. I can't let this time pass without thanking you for yesterday's training. Yesterday, Dr. Perry did a training, a virtual training, the psychological effect of social distancing and quarantine on children. We had 1,000 register and another 100 on a waiting list. The training was exceptional, and we are still getting tons of feedback. And actually, and the cool thing about this, we have extended the reach beyond what we imagined. We were trying to reach across Tennessee with some virtual trainings. And yesterday's call, we had, that I've counted, 16 states within the United States and outside of the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Indonesia, Lebanon, India, Croatia, Peru, and that's just from a report that we pulled right after, so there could be even more. But the training was much needed during this time. That information was phenomenal. So thank you so much, Dr. Perry. We have also we've provided a few other trainings. All of our regions are working with our TSPN directors to provide QPR trainings. Virtual QPR trainings, and then we've also held the impact of domestic violence on the family with Heather Herman and the effects of trauma on the body and brain with Heather Herman. So right now we are trying to do business as usual and finding new ways to do that and offer virtual trainings.
Thank you, Jill. Training yesterday was fabulous. It was amazing training. Thank you. ADRC, anyone from ADRC? TSPN, Jack, you got anything from TSPN?
Yeah, the regional meeting on the 28th will be 9 o'clock on Zoom, and information is being sent out to all those with email. And the June retreat at Montgomery State Park has been postponed to July. And the department has put out an RFP for fiscal agent and administrative that is due by June 1st.
Excellent. Thank you, Jack. Anything else with TSPN? TMHCA? Any report from housing? Any report on from any other provider or agency that would like to make an announcement or a report that hasn't been called on? Okay, then Kirby, you want to update us with the department?
Sure. All right. So I have a few updates to give you all, and then I'll talk a little bit about the legislative proposals that were submitted as well, Tim. Okay. So the February report, 3-year plan, year one, FY 2020, has been completed and shared with regional council leadership. If you are interested in viewing this document, please contact your chair, vice chair, or secretary so they could share this with you. The department is receiving a $10 million federal grant to take behavioral services to the rural Tennesseans who need them the most. The funding will be spread over 5 years and will fund a pair of mobile health clinics to address the behavioral health and physical health needs of residents in 10 rural Tennessee counties. The counties served by the mobile health clinics are clustered in Middle Tennessee, Lawrence, Lewis, Marshall, Perry, and Wayne counties, and East Tennessee, Claiborne, Cock, Granger, Hancock, and Jefferson counties. Counties were chosen based on distress status and need for services. The department will be doing this work in partnership with community behavioral health providers, Buffalo Valley, Inc., and Helen Ross McNabb Center. The goals of Project Rural Recovery are to create a model of care in rural Tennessee that unites primary care and behavioral health and to engage and treat Tennesseans who are underserved by current service delivery methods. Once fully implemented, the goal of the program is to serve about 2,000 Tennesseans at about 4,800 clinic visits per year. The department is also proud to add 5 new Lifeline peer project coordinators in rural and distressed areas of the state. The new Lifeliners will be based in Cock, Grundy, Lauderdale, McNary, and Scott counties. Through the Lifeline Peer Project, people with lived experience of addiction and at least 2 years in recovery use their past to help people overcome the disease of addiction. Since the program started in 2014, Lifeliners have connected more than 9,000 people with treatment resources and have helped create more than 600 community recovery support meetings. They have also held more than 5,000 trainings on addiction in the communities they serve. The department is excited to announce the expansion of a successful program to divert people from jail into mental health treatment services. Pathways Behavioral Health, Volunteer Behavioral Health Care System, and Morgan County Government have been recommended for grants through the Pre-Arrest Diversion Infrastructure Capital Grants Program. Grant recommendations were made by the department in consultation with the Department of Finance and Administration and will be administered by the Department of General Services. After approval by the State Building Commission, each of the 3 grantees will receive $500,000 to implement the program they designed for their communities. Designs include Pathways Behavioral Health, crisis services, including a walk-in center and crisis stabilization unit located in Humboldt, to connect clients to treatment and services for Gibson, Crockett, Dyer, Obion, Lake, Weekly, Benton, Carroll, and Haywood counties. Volunteer Hiawassee Mental Health Center. Crisis services will be expanded to include a 24/7 walk-in center with observation and respite services located in Cleveland to serve Bradley and surrounding counties. An existing crisis stabilization unit in Hamilton County will be available to support the expanded crisis services. Morgan County Government, in partnership with Ridgeview Behavioral Health, Facility for Co-located Community Services in Wartburg. The department is seeking proposals from community behavioral health agencies interested in providing school-based behavioral health liaisons in their community. The primary goal of the school-based behavioral health liaison program expansion is to provide recurrence funds for up to 59 new school-based behavioral health liaison positions to assist elementary, middle, or high schools in implementing behavioral health services and supports that improve outcomes for students with a social-emotional disturbance or who are at risk of developing a mental health or substance use disorder. Proposals are due by June 1st, 2020. More information can be found on the department website. I have a link in my department update, which I will share via email with Kayla to include in the minutes so you all have access to this. Those are the updates I have. The legislative proposals were due on May 1st this year. Typically, they're due the first June 1st every year, but the governor's office pushed it up by 1 month. This year, we received 3 legislative proposals. One from Region 6 and 2 from Region 4. They surrounded involuntary, Region 6 submitted a proposal surrounding involuntary commitment for alcohol and drug treatment. And Region 4 submitted proposals, one for a workforce shortage survey and one for reducing stigma through changing the department's name from the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services to the Department of Mental Health and Substance Use Services. of those three proposals, reducing the stigma through changing the department's name, move forward to the next step in the legislative proposal process, which it's then presented to Commissioner Williams, and then she decides where it's going to go from there. The meeting was also recorded electronically, so if you want to listen to that, it is located on the department website for anyone to listen to. And that is the update from the department.
Thank you, Kirby.
You're welcome.
Any other updates, information, reports, or information that anyone would like to share? I have one bit of information. We are trying to, in Region 1, update our membership list, enrollment list, and the membership to Region 1, and to develop and acquire membership registration. So in the next few weeks, next month, by at least the next meeting that we have, we're going to be reaching out to folks to try to help establish a more accurate membership registry and membership enrollment, and getting some forms filled out with that information so that we will have those available. So between now and then, we'll be sending some emails out, we'll be sending some information out, making some phone calls, and then at our next meeting, hopefully we'll be able to discuss about updating that membership and having a more accurate one. Our membership roster hasn't been updated in quite a while, and when we were going through it last week, saw quite a few names that are no longer in the area or no longer involved with the council, and we are trying to make a more accurate, updated membership roster and be able to keep some membership registration forms that we will have available. So anyway, that's in a work in progress. Kayla and Samantha are helping us with that project. So we'll be reaching out to some folks very soon to get an update on the registration.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, Kurt.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think that's awesome use of y'all's time. The audit helped us see some things that we could be doing better at the department. I'm sure they some of the questions that they asked the regional councils across the state helped y'all focus in on some things that could be improved or changed. So I think using the momentum off the audit to address those issues as y'all identify them is a really great thing to do. I'd also just like to thank everyone involved with Region 1 for staying involved during the COVID-19 pandemic. Also like to thank you for all the work that y'all are all the services y'all are providing to people who need it the most right now. This has been a very hard time, and y'all deserve a lot of credit and a lot of thanks. So keep up the good work. Everyone, just know that people are noticing the good work you're doing, and it is very appreciated. So thank you, and I hope y'all have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate that. Anyone have anything else? Avis, anything you have on your end?
Good morning. No, just echo what Kurt and Kirby has said. Nothing in addition to that. Just appreciate you all and all that you do. I know for you, Tim, it was quite a challenge with the many questions that you were asked during the audit, but just appreciate you doing that and consulting with Kirby and I when needed on questions that you needed a little assistance on with that. So just appreciate you and everyone on the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Avis. I will echo what's already been said. The last few weeks have been challenging weeks for everyone, but the strength of the character and the strength of the resiliency of the people of Northeast Tennessee and the providers and the folks on this call have proven out to overcome greater obstacles and have overcoming this one as well. And we will get through this and come out the other side with the hopefully even stronger and more devotion and dedication to the people we serve in this area. So I greatly appreciate everyone and the work that they're doing and the meeting these challenges with determination. Thank you so much. Anything else before we make a motion to adjourn? The next council meeting is scheduled for August the 4th at 10 a.m. Right now, it is scheduled to be on site at Frontier Health. That could change depending on things between now and the 1st of August, whether it will be by conference or in person. But right now, we are leaving it as is. And it is August the 4th, 10 a.m. at the Frontier Health corporate offices in Gray. And if that requires us to do a conference call, by then we will certainly get that information out to everyone and let them know. Questions or anything before we adjourn the meeting? If not, I do want to thank everyone from the department, everyone from the membership and the agencies and all those who were on the call and called in this morning. I appreciate your time, appreciate you being here and your commitment to and your participation in Region 1 Planning Council. It's a vital organization, vital committee, and I'm glad to be part of it. Thank you for being part of it. At this time, if there is nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Do I hear one? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Was there a motion to adjourn? Could you say that again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the motion.
I motion to adjourn. This is Kayla Withrow.
Thank you, Kayla. Do I hear a second?
This is Jill. I second.
Thank you, Jill. Motion made and seconded, and this meeting is adjourned. I wish you all a very great week. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we will see you, if not before, August the 4th. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.